This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Here on America Tonight, Cook had a fabulous weekend. Of course, it's all about the former president and the fact that so many will get to come to D.C. or are already in D.C. and pay their respects. Joining us right now at the top of the show is Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, tell me about your relationship with GHW.
Yes, Kate. I didn't serve when he was president, but I knew him. I worked on the campaign, met him, on several occasions. But I had two things that happened with him that just are in my memory bank. We were on a boat in Marietta with then Mayor Hollister to do an event for him. Downstairs of the boat, where people were waiting, we were upstairs, just three or four of us total, with the president. And it ended up that they had a security problem, so we ended up getting 20 minutes with him just alone up there, which was so cool. And he was talking to us, and then I asked, of course, I asked to see his driver's license, and he showed it to me. What do you do when you're with the president? Can I see your driver's license? Then I said, do you have a personal card? I've got a young son. And he said, sure, and he signed it to Bobby. And he handed me the card, and I turned it over, and it said two words on it, the president. And he laughed. He said, you know where I live. That's all I need, And then I did a speech with him in Las Vegas, and he invited me to lunch, and I had an hour and a half with he and Barbara Bush. And it was seriously one of the most just amazing times for me. They were so attentive. He was asking questions about family and thoughts and things. Very attentive to, to me, and other people will tell you the same thing. The reason I bring that up is because, remember during the campaign they said he was just out of touch with the average person?
Yeah.
They built that up. And it wasn't true. He couldn't answer at that time, I think, something about a price of a gallon of milk or something, or a scanner from a grocery store. So it just kind of got legs. And then, of course, the read my lips. But the bottom line, he wrote that handwritten letter to Clinton when he, left the presidency. He was just a really good, decent human being that did care about what you thought and had a great sense of humor and had that just human personal touch. And on the legacy, too, he appointed David Souter to the court, who was not exactly ending up being the, right-wing conservative, and he got some criticism, but, again, he was that type of guy. Went into the Gulf War, got the Gulf friends to pay for it, did the job and got out, and he got criticized at the time. Why didn't you go into Baghdad? Well, you saw how that worked out later. So I think overall history will be very nice to him.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think history will be kind to him as well. And I think that the nation, honestly, whether Democrat, Republican, I've been really scouring social media and talking to people I know. And, Bob, the reaction is pretty much what you said. They're talking about him as a family guy and the legacy and whatnot. And I think a lot of people are going to pour through the rotunda to pay their respects. Am I right?
Oh, yes. There will be quite a lot of people. You can do that until Wednesday. And then Wednesday there'll be a service at the, Washington National Cathedral. He had a great background, too. He served in so many different positions. He was a war hero. I think he was only about 18 or 19 when he was flying, planes. And he's just an all-around good person.
Yeah, and no surprise that the president and the first lady will be in attendance at his funeral at the Washington National Cathedral.
Yes, I thought that was nice. No great big debate like with, you know, John McCain, and he'll be there. And Michelle Obama canceled her book tour, I believe in Europe it was, to be there, which is just says a lot. So, you know, I think it's going to be really a nice service. And the last thing he said was to Bush 43, I love you too, was his last words, and when he called in by phone, so... Just, and then I watched, it gave me chills because, you know, being at the Capitol myself for 11 years, but I watched as the sun was setting and they brought him to his coffin to the Capitol and they put it on top of the catafalque where Lincoln himself was laid, and that's what they still use to this day. And it's just, it'll be a very nice service and a good tribute.
Yeah, I agree with you. In the meantime, if we swing to business, how about this U.S.-China deal that was announced by the president? This is big, huh?
It is. You know, people are trying to, some people are trying to pick it apart, but here's the bottom line. You know, President Trump went to the G20. He ruled it for two reasons. One, they had this common language every G20 where they said there'll be no protectionism, and it was removed. And that's, you know, because of President Trump. But the big deal, you know, he had the dinner. And China blinked on this. We can, you know, they can try to wrap it any way they want or pretty it up. The bottom line is China has blinked. And yes, the deal's not done, but they're going to be agreeing to more products. Here's the thing about Donald Trump that separates him from everybody, from Clinton to Bush to Obama. All of these presidents say when they're campaigning, and Mitt Romney and Obama were the best, no, I'm going to be better about China and fighting them. No, I'm going to be better, you know. But they all get elected, and they don't do it. And China has manipulated and ruled for years. Trump said he was going to get them. It was the Bernie Sanders style, too, you know, how Bernie was in the primary. And he's doing it. I mean, it was painful, and there might still be some pain, but they knew Trump would put 25% tariff on top of it on this Monday if they didn't do something. So, yes, negotiations begin. Devil will be in the details, but I've got to put this in the Trump win category right now, and American workers win category.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you 100%. And then finally, this one, the Israeli software that they say helped Saudis spy on the murdered journalist, that's a big story according to this lawsuit, right?
Yes. Now, this lawsuit, Kate, and this is really a big big issue. This lawsuit you mentioned, there's been lawsuits filed by journalists, and those have been, you know, from around the world, have filed lawsuits in Israel wanting to get the details and find out about this Pegasus, it's called. It's an Israeli software company, and the reason Israel itself as a government is being looked at is this NSO group, as it's named. The government of Israel licenses this company's sales to foreign governments of spyware, so they license it, they approve it. And, you know, Mexico, United Arab Emirates used to spy on smartphones, even though the people that they spied on have no criminal records, pose no threat of violence, they use it to spy on them. This spyware got a hold of Khashoggi's comments and his, you know, personal details on his phone, and they gave it to the Saudi royal family. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's a huge, huge story.
Right.
Thank you for fleshing that out. And as always, Bob Denny, thank you for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
Come inside odds and ends here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Everybody's been talking about George H.W. Bush honored at the Capitol ceremony, and you know the 21-gun salute was fired out by the Capitol to honor the president. The lion state in the Capitol Rotunda, and that started on Monday. You heard Bob Ney talk about that. The flag, draped coffin of the nation's 41st president, will be there until Wednesday, and until that funeral. So. It was really just kind of awe-inspiring to see the Bush family, including George W. Bush, the former First Lady Laura Bush, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, watch as Bush's coffin was lifted from the jet and carried to the Black Hearse to come to the Capitol. And you heard Bob Ney also mention this, that dust was beginning to settle over the Capitol city, and there was pink and purple streaks of light that filled the skies when the hearse pulled up to the east front of the Capitol about a half an hour later after that. So, wow, just watching this was, like I say, awe-inspiring in many ways. It certainly is a historical moment. And, you know, the former president's remains are going to be flown back to Texas for a funeral on Thursday at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. The burial set later Thursday at the site of his presidential library on the campus of Texas A&M in College Station, which is about 100 miles or so outside of Houston. And he'll be laid to rest beside his wife, Barbara, of 73 years, and daughter Robin, who was 3 when she died of leukemia back in 1953. And a lot of people are talking about George Bush's last days and that it started with, you know, eggs and 3 eggs for breakfast and ended when he told his son he loved him. James Baker, who was a close friend, of course, he was his Secretary of State under the 41st president, stop by that morning that Bush woke up and ate the big breakfast, and he said, "Hey, Bake, where are we going today?" And he said, "Well, Hefe, I'm going to heaven." And he said, "Good, that's where I want to go." So 94 years old, he's been bedridden for a couple of days, was struggling to speak, and they said he appeared more alert, actually, than usual on Friday morning. So they thought, oh, no, here we go again. He's going to take a turn, because that had happened a few times, but he didn't this time. And well, that is a life well lived when you can pass that way and be married for such a long time to his wife, Barbara Bush. And, you know, there was a really interesting photo, I think, that surfaced everywhere, where you had HW's, you know, yellow lab service dog, who was a big part of the president's life after Barbara Bush. And the dog, this Sully, was there laying by the casket and mourning his death. So you could see the photo of the yellow lab just next to the casket. And he wrote, "Mission complete." That's one of the things that, you know, that was being shown all over the place. And he got Sully back in June, and, you know, he welcomed him as a nonprofit America's Best Dog member and said he was beautifully trained and talked about that. And of course, Sully goes on to work alongside other service dogs. And the Bush family is now going through all those machinations that you go through when you lose somebody, no matter how old they are. But they were preparing for this because you could see that he was absolutely declining. So where does he fall in history? And I think he does fall in a good place. I agree with Bob Day that most likely there are things you could certainly take away from when he was president that were controversial, like every president. But he was a gentle kind of soul. He was that kind of man by all that knew him. I met him twice, once at a tennis tournament in Houston. It was a Virginia Slims. He was a big tennis player. And it was he shook my hand, and we had a nice little conversation about sports, actually. And then I met him another time at the in Austin at the governor's mansion, and we had a nice conversation there too. And I think it involved a little bit of sports and a little bit of what was happening in Texas political wise. And it was, I just remember that it was a very, very, both times were very nice encounters with him, although they were short, you know, maybe 10 minutes or so each time. But I felt fortunate because I got, you know, one-on-one time for, you know, 10 minutes. So there you go. The U.S.-China trade truce, what happened after that? Well, what happened is a big surge in stock. The Dow scored 288 points, and oil went up 4%. So what a welcome that was in this escalating trade dispute that's been putting people at edge on edge. And now, because of that, this 90-day stand-down was agreed over dinner between the president and his Chinese counterpart at the G20 summit. So all of the back and forth, the economies, what was going to happen, the traders' fears ignited, and corporate profits and global economic growth, at least for 90 days, put on hold. And you could see it immediately that the stocks went up. There's a Chinese stock called Alibaba, and Alibaba had been down a little bit, and that certainly rose, and the oil prices have been falling in weeks as supplies built up, partially because the U.S. agreed to hold off sanctions for countries that import oil from Iran. So there was worries over that. But Monday's pickup in oil prices gave energy stocks a boost, so that was good. And there were other stocks like Glaxo SmithKline slumped 7.8% after they agreed to acquire Tesoro, which makes an ovarian cancer treatment. So not everything was rosy and hunky-dory on the market, but overall the numbers jumped up, and certainly with some technology companies, you could see the gains, and you could see it because of oil. You saw the oil prices rise, and now there's that 90-day day that will make a difference, at least temporarily. Where it goes from there, we don't know. We're you know, what ends up happening is this, you know, temporary ceasefire, I guess I'll call it. And then we'll see after that what, you know, what goes on. In the meantime, you also have the Robert Mueller situation with this. You know, he's supposedly said to be wrapping up the Russian investigation. This has been 2 years. He said he's tying up loose ends. He didn't say that, but supposedly he's tying up loose ends. And then that means that maybe this happens in the next couple of weeks. Remember, he was appointed to his role in May of 2017, and he was directed to investigate any links or coordination between the Russian government and anyone associated with President Trump's presidential campaign. 33 people and 3 companies have been charged, including Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, who last week pleaded guilty to lying to Congress when he insisted that Trump was pursuing plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow in 2016. Trump has denied that claim. Where this ends up and what comes out of that Mueller investigation, I mean, 2.5 years, who knows? Who knows what's going to be there? Who ultimately goes under as a result of it, if anyone that we haven't already seen? No way to know that. I just think with that taking so long, what else is going to come out in as a result of this long investigation? Because I don't know that anyone really expected it to be 2.5 years. Not that he was going to just whip through it. But what was uncovered or what did they find that could possibly have led that investigation to go on as long as it, you know, as long as it did? Obviously, something you would think is there. And then quickly, this update about the campfire death toll dropped to 85. 11 people are still missing, but a little bit of good news there because the dead has decreased. So dropping from, you know, it was revised to 88 to 85, and the human remains collected in 3 separate bags, all given their own case number, belong to the same person. That's how they changed the number, the death toll number. And they've been able to give tentative identification for some new people now, because this is the hard part, is going through this, and even if people know and they're reeling from it and they know they have relatives that are lost, positively identifying them through DNA is tough, but they've been able to do that in 31 cases. And fingerprints and whatnot, they're also looking through. All right, stay with us. More coming your way as we hop the fence together. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
members of the military honoring George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, as his casket arrives at the Capitol. He is the 12th President to lie in state inside the rotunda, and the public will be able to pay respects until Wednesday. A remarkable ceremony as the entire Bush family inside the rotunda, the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, describing his father as a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
And flags flying at half staff across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through the post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers deliver to home in person. Letters, packages, paper. They may have fun and arrive a little later.
Have you woken up from your tryptophan coma that you might have been in for the last 4 or 5 days? I don't know, how long does turkey stretch? I know some people that made so much turkey, they've made turkey soup and turkey chili. Ooh, turkey soup sounds good, doesn't it? All right, let's dive into that mailbag. This one is from Monica, and Monica says, hi, Kate Delaney. I was turned on to your show by my friend Jake in Austin, who's been listening to you, I think, the entire time that you've been on. It was our junior year in college when he was staying up late that he discovered you. And so now I've been turned on, and I'm a fan. I just wanted you to know that. And I heard you talk about Black Friday and how so many more people spent money online and in the stores on Black Friday. It's funny because I don't like giant crowds like that, so I stayed away from the sales and the deals and everything else, figuring that my patience just wouldn't hold out. How about you? Yeah, I didn't do that, no. I understand why people do it in a way, because if the stores are clever, or even online, they're going to throw out these deals that you can only get then, so that's why people do it, right? But then, like they told me, we're shopping for some home appliance stuff, and they told me, oh, well, you know, they're just going to go back on sale again in a couple weeks. So, you know, don't worry about it. Like, okay, so if you order these and this happens, well, don't freak out because, trust me, there's a wide berth of you being able to come and get stuff on sale again. So, there you go, the big revelation. Everybody wants a deal, a bargain, a sale, right? That's what it is. Here's the scoop. Some of the best sales, I guess, were like to the airlines. But, of course, you had to jump on immediately, so you'd have to know where you were traveling. But crazy the kind of deals you could get. Of course, you might be holding your luggage in your lap if you fly Spirit Air because they suck the spirit out of you. But you can get some incredible flights that I think are still up there. And by the way, there's this big trend because of the debit card transaction deal, I think, and digital wallets like Apple Pay and Google Pay that's like cash, right? So people pay with that. They're talking about having a cashless society. So that would kind of go to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, maybe, depending on what happens with that, but certainly the digital wallet stuff. Because I'm wondering, half of the people listening to me right now, how many of you don't even carry money? And the reason I set this up is because I got this note from Christian who says, Kate, I realized today when I was fumbling around trying to get a soda from a machine that I don't really carry much money in my wallet, and I can't even remember if I have money in there or I don't have money in there. Does that happen to you? Do you think more people are just using plastic and that's it? I do, and that's what I'm saying. I think that a lot of restaurants, a lot of people think that we're going to see, you know, retailers go to, within 10 to 15 years, be more and more about just, you know, the wallets, the Apple Pay and the Google Pay and whoever knows what else is going to be there in the near future. So there was even this little graph I found that was in USA Today where they talked about the retail and the percentage of transactions in cash. So department stores, I don't think you're shocked, right? Only 12.5% of their transactions are in cash. And it goes all the way up the list. So fast food, a lot more cash there, but still 41.1%. So people are still using cards. Food, 24.6%. Mass merchant, 32.1%. And there's just places even that don't even have brick-and-mortar stores. So they're using other ways to pay for them. Like there's a place called Bonobos. It's a men's clothing chain, and it was an online retailer only. It opened its first brick-and-mortar store in 2011, and now has like 59 showrooms, but it's so people can try on suits or jackets or whatever and then have them shipped to their house. So cash is definitely losing its lure, let's put it that way. And more people are interested in other methods. So you're noticed timely, other methods of payment. But here's the thing. I mean, just still with vending machines, and I wonder, you can use cards, but there still is a comfortable factor about digging in and just pulling out a couple of dollars. Right? So I don't know. So I think it's interesting. Let's put it that way. How's that? I think it's really interesting. All right, we've got another one here. This one is from The Mac. Kate, I say The Mac because I know that you have other people that have emailed you named McKenzie or whatever their names are. And I don't want to be confused with them, so just call me The Mac. The Mac wants to let you know that I've listened to you driving around the country. You're on a lot of radio stations that you're probably not even aware of how their signals are or how people are getting you. But rest assured, I was able to hear you all the way across Route 66. Ah, Route 66, which would spread through Albuquerque and I'm thinking about this, New Mexico, where else? I mean, it is in New Mexico, all the way to California. It's a pretty big spread when you're talking about Route 66. I used to live off of Route 66 a long, long time ago. Yeah. Okay, how about this one? So that's good to hear. How about this one from Carl, who says, Kate, who do you think wins the Super Bowl? I'm trying to figure that out right now. Well, good luck. When you come up with the answer to that, will you please let me know? Call the show at 855-266-2283 or flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com because I can't even make that prediction. Look, the Saints are playing well. The Rams are playing well. Patriots could always be in the middle of that. There's a lot of teams that could be there in the end. So I'm not. There's no limb to go out on. It's just too early to tell that at this point. I can look and tell you who I think has a great chance, but it's tough. I mean, even the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East. Who says they can't clear the board, win the East, and then go further in the playoffs? Right. All right. How about this one? This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Kate, did you know that there is Apple tax on storage for the MacBook Air and the Mac Mini show? Man, so if you want more space, it means more money from what I understand. And it can be pretty pricey for what you decide you're going to go up to. Certainly much higher than whatever a basic would be. And if you wanted to get 128 gigabytes of storage, you could get it, but it would cost a lot more money. It is all about storage when we talk about computers, don't you think? I do. Yes, I do think that it is about storage because that's it. You run out of space. That happened to me. You run out of space and then they want you to put extra into your plan. Yeah, no, thank you. Sounds like fun, but I might have to just skip that one, right? It seems like everywhere you turn. Remember when TV was free? I was like two, but it was free. Now you have so many choices, and then you get the bill, and it's how much? I mean, crazy is what it is. All right, this is crazy, and somebody picked up on it. Lulu says, Kate Delaney, what about Les Moonves and his huge exit package? I guess it may not come true for him because of all these allegations. What do you think? $120 million to leave a network is pretty, pretty big. Well, yeah, so here's the thing. He's, of course, ousted, done, whatever. And there was a story in the New York Times that they posted about how he allegedly forced himself on a young actress years ago, then worked with her down-and-out agent to get her roles to keep her quiet after the Me Too movement exploded. And there was a whole bunch of text messages between Moonves and the agent who was looking to get back on top in Hollywood. His name is Marv Dewar. And the Times found evidence that they worked together to bury the 23-year-old sexual assault allegations by the actress Bobby Phillips. But what's interesting is instead they ended up sinking Moonves, who was forced out by CBS when they tried to hide it. Ooh. Nailing the score next here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Mo most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Bruce Springsteen thinks Donald Trump is going to win in 2020. Let's go to the final pager service story. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, tail end of this hour. Japan is losing its final service as far as pagers are concerned. And so what does that mean? Think about pagers and how big they were. The company said the number of users has fallen below 1,500. So despite the fact that they stopped producing them about 20 years ago, they did have some people that were using them. It peaked in 96 at 1.2 million. See, it just goes to show you how technology moves. So in the 90s, that was your sure bet. Everybody had a pager. You could make a bunch of money on it. But now you look today and it's obsolete. They've taken down all of the billboards, etc., that advertised the very last pager there in Japan. And, you know, there is a reluctance to part with old technology because of Japan's aging population. The country is considered a super-aged nation. That's what they call it. More than 20% of the population is over 65. In fact, they released the stats, and it's pretty high, as clearly I just mentioned there. So because there aren't enough people using the system, they ditched the pager. I was thinking to myself, does anyone have a pager? Does anyone in the United States have a pager? Does anyone use pagers? Pagers were huge. I mean, that's how you got doctors. That's how you, when they had emergencies, that's how a lot of people communicated. Obviously, drug dealers communicated through pagers, but now that's obsolete. Speaking of obsolete, the idea, the notion that many in the left think that there are so many candidates that can swoop in and defeat the current president, Bruce Springsteen thinks that the prez is going to win again in 2020. He said he was interviewed in a magazine, I think it was Esquire magazine. I was reading this the other day, and he said anyone in that position who doesn't deeply feel the ties and see what's going on, clearly he is there isn't anyone who can beat him if you look around. And I agree. The Democrats, to me, have blinders on when it comes to, I just talked to somebody the other day who was a Republican, then turned Democrat and is a strategist. And I said, how can you say there's just a pick of the litter of people who could run against the president? Because who is the strongest person to do that, woman or man? And they laughed and said, no, there's a slew of people that could win. I don't agree. I mean, you need somebody like Bruce Springsteen said, that speaks the same language as the current president. And the Democrats don't have that effective candidate right now. They don't. I mean, who is it that could go toe-to-toe that could speak that language? He's right. And it's important. So Springsteen, by all accounts, would be pretty liberal, I would say. But he's from a working-class, blue-collar community. And he spent his entire life writing about that, and he understands that community, and he understands the fears, etc., which is exactly what the president understood, and as many of you know, was a very real reason why he was so successful in his 2016 campaign. He won the White House thanks to those wins in the Midwest, in Michigan, and Wisconsin, and Ohio, because why? They were being crushed in the manufacturing sector, and they listened to what he had to say. An enormous wave of support with white working class voters. So what has changed, and what Democratic candidate speaks that language? There isn't anyone. I mean, you even look at the females that are being hailed as potential candidates. Kamala Harris is one. The senator from California doesn't speak that language. Elizabeth Warren, no, she doesn't apologize. She is flaming liberal from Massachusetts. Bernie Sanders is a socialist from Vermont, and then would his age even become a factor? Doesn't matter. But I agree wholeheartedly with Springsteen that it's insane when it's being discussed on the other side that there's these tons of candidates, just in a massive amount of people that could run and could get elected. I think this is another two-term president, barring something unforeseen, and I don't know what that is, but whatever it is, it would have to happen for him not to be reelected. I think there's not even as much of a concern on his part that he won't get reelected. I really can't see it. All right, I got to make sure that I say this in this first hour, because, of course, we've talked about a couple of different things. A president being laid to rest eventually by the end of the week and people paying their respects. How about SpaceX? It was interesting to have or to hear conversations with George Herbert Walker Bush about space. And what would he think now? SpaceX delivered 64 satellites into orbit in one boom, fell swoop. And that was a record. So Elon Musk, it might be having trouble with Tesla, but his company launched a rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. It's one of my early jobs. I was covered Vandenberg Air Force Base in Lompoc, California. And, boy, some amazing things happen out there. But not a surprise that they would launch it from there. There was a series of delays that was triggered by bad weather and last-minute inspections for the rocket. It was one of the largest satellite ride-sharing missions ever launched and the most crowded single mission in U.S. history, according to SpaceX's customer for the launch. So the mission illustrates the growing demand to launch small satellites and then modern devices that some companies hope will empower a whole bunch of businesses from, you know, we talked about the death of the pager, from the internet service to supply chain monitoring. So I think that's pretty dead on target to think that. And SpaceX also tried again on Monday to recover the rocket's fairing. It's that bulging cone at the top of the rocket that shields satellites during a launch. Musk says that the fairing cost about $6 million, and they tried to guide it. Imagine this, using parachutes, rather, to a soft landing into a giant net hoisted up by a crew boat called Mr. Steven, but it hasn't hit the mark yet. Looking at some of what they've done, it is pretty crazy. He was right about that. He was right about what they would be able to do, and I think this is just the beginning because there's going to be so many more payloads and whatnot and satellites. I mean, 64 satellites, that is an incredible number. So you go from a pager being obsolete to 64 satellites being launched all at once. Who would have thought that was possible, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago? And sure enough, here it is. Boom, just like that. Just like that. All right, by the way, I just got this from a buddy. The Postal Service is going to suspend deliveries to honor George H.W. Bush on Wednesday. So if you go to get your mail, you probably won't be getting your mail. It's a national day of mourning, just to make sure you're up to date on that, honoring the late president. So the White House said that they would declare Wednesday a national day of mourning, and that means no deliveries. And that they say it's for contributions, of course, during his lifetime, and it's consistent with the presidential proclamation on the U.S. PS website that reads the United States Postal Service will suspend regular mail deliveries, retail services, and administrative office activity on December 5th. So think about that, the packages, the time of year it is, the financial markets. So they're going to be closed as well on Wednesday. The Supreme Court postponed arguments. It really is a dark day, if you will, because of his death and marking his death, and now his body lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. So perhaps there's things that we didn't realize that are all part of this and part of what you do to honor somebody like George H.W. Bush. Wow. Again, very fortunate that I had my quick brushes with him that were entertaining, funny, and we talked about sports and a couple of other things as well, like I mentioned. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.